Sam Friedman. Tick tock, tick tock.
She's very fit. She's on a fairly quick backup. I think she should be, you know, pretty hard to beat. It's hopefully her turn today.
Who would be your best?
Tick tock is our best.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tick tock goes all the way and does it by three lengths.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Of course we do. That's what we do. We give you the early mail. Did we get one yesterday? We missed. No, we missed out yesterday. We're a bit stiff, actually.
We're well ahead on the ledger at the moment.
No, spreadsheet's looking solid. Back in the red. No, in the black. Black is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. We're back into the black. We're going okay in the spreadsheet for 2021. Looking all right. We've got two meetings today to sort out, Whitey. So if you can help us with some conditions, please, that'd be nice.
Okay, no track managers, just information. So Kilmore today, the rail position is out 3 metres the entire circuit. Track condition is a good 4 with a penetrometer reading of 4.63, and the weather listed for Kilmore is fine. It's 28 degrees in Melbourne today.
It is going to be hot.
Yeah. Pakenham, which is tonight, the rail position is out 8 metres from the 1,000 metre mark to the winning post, and then out 6 metres the remainder. So that's out 8 metres from the 1,000 to the winning post, out 6 metres the remainder. The penetrometer reading is a 6.05, which works out to be a good 4, with a weather condition of fine.
What was this?
Well, because you've got a good 4 with a penetrometer of 4.63 at Kilmore, yeah. And it's a good 4 with a penetrometer reading of 6.05 at Pakenham.
Right. They seem different.
Does that seem unusual
to
you?
Well, so I'm still trying to work out what the penetrometer actually means. I know sort of we get a consistent rating normally. So mid-5-ish is normally good, isn't it? Isn't that what we talk about every morning?
Should know, but don't really.
Because you're the grass man. I don't pay attention to much.
I'm more interested in sheer strength.
I'm more interested in winners. And George Osborne gets winners for us every time we chat to him. He's got 3 running today at Kilmore. Good morning, George.
Morning, guys. In the old days, they used to use a screwdriver. Just drop it. And how far it went in was the dictator of how far the track was.
Is that right?
Yep. I used to do it at Lismore when I was up that way years ago.
How far was there a height that they'd have to drop it from, or was it just a random?
I think it was just waist height, but yeah. So they told me once I rang up, and they said, "Oh, the screwdriver fell straight into the dirt, so it's going to be pretty heavy here today."
Right, eh?
If it was a heavy 10, they'd lose the screwdriver.
You need a whole set in the truck, just in case. Righto, we've got 3 going around today at Kilmore, where it's good, and the screwdriver didn't go in too far, which is great news. You've got race 1, number 3, Bottom Deck, who's working hard to break its maiden status, George. Can we do it today?
Is it what? It's a bit of a golden rule. We get to about double figures if we haven't won a race, they're out the gate, but she's never run a bad race for me. She's won placing in 10 starts, and she's getting close. She's done everything this preparation but win a race, and she probably finds the best race she's going to get a chance to win one today, I'd say. So I'm very happy with her. She's very fit, and she's had 3 starts this prep at Kilmore, and they've all been good. So I'm pretty confident she's going to get close today.
Righto. Oh, that's good for the owners of Bottom Deck. 11 runs in. We'll see how we go. That's race 1, number 3. Race 3, number 7, Revhead, is also trying to break that status. 2nd up from this campaign. 6th on resumption at Kyneton. 3 lengths off them in the 1,200-metre affair. Back to the 1,100 today.
Yeah, might be the key to it, because he had him covered at about the 100. And he just couldn't get the last 100 the other day. He just knocked up first up. Give him a jump out last week in between. So his fitness levels will be a lot better. I reckon 1,100 at Kilmore is like 1,200 at Kyneton. That uphill run sort of squares it up a bit, so we're about the same distance level in my eye, and look, he's got a bit of talent, so he'll probably put himself in the first couple in the run, and if his fitness levels have improved, then it'll take him very close.
All right, that's race 3, number 7. Then race 4, number 2, Golden Banner, is first up today. Matty Lloyd riding all of your charges at Kilmore today. What do you think of Golden Banner? What's the prep been like to this point?
Yeah, he's had a terrific prep. He hasn't had a problem. He had a nice jump out the other day. He's going to the races fairly fit. He's had 3 jump outs. He had a last one last week, and it was probably his best one, and he seems to have pulled up good. He had a trot around this morning, and he seems bright and bubbly. He's a bit of a flashy type. He's very impressive to look at, but more importantly, if he can run a bit better than as good as he looks, that'll help the course. He's probably an each-way chance on his first up run today.
Right, it's $13 each way at the moment at tab.com.au. So there are your 3 runners. George, you've given a good insight. Which is your best for the screwdriver?
I'm going to go with the 10-start maidener and throw Bottom Deck in as my best today. I think she deserves to win, and I think she's in the right race, and she'll get the right run.
Right, well, the tab says you're not far off. A $2.70 second favourite behind number 8 in that race. Weave that web for Mara and Eustace. But Bottom Deck is our horse today, race 1, number 3. Good luck to you, George.
That's the go. Thanks, mate.
Appreciate all the best. George Osmond. Thank you. With us, with a runner today, or winner today, hopefully, at Kilmore. Race 1, number 3, Bottom Deck, 11 runs in to break the maiden status. Hope it does for George and the owner's sakes. No Pakenham action for us, so we'll just watch them run around. There'll be plenty of interest through the day on RSN 927 with some of the feedback. My mate had a moment yesterday, and I'm going to wait for Dino tomorrow to explain it, but Dino, he owes Dino heaps. Heaps.
Okay.
And he might owe Quinny a little bit as well. So I'll tell you that story tomorrow. I'll tell you that story tomorrow.